Here I am. I got him.
You got him?
Yeah, sure.
All right. You there?
I'm in general. Is that where I'm supposed to
You're
be?
You're in the right place. Yeah, we can hear you. You're on the show. Welcome to the program. It's been a while.
Long time.
Yeah. The internet has exasperated that time period somewhat lately.
Yeah. What's
Just
been
kind of stretched that out.
What amazing things have been happening in your life since the last time we talked to you?
Yeah, I mean, I first of all, I just have to admit that I went through like one of the literal worst weeks of my life.
Yeah.
Because I lost my entire website, you know, job in 22 years of being, you know, doing shit on the internet to a single drunk bipolar woman.
What do you mean lost your job? Give people, because not everybody knows what you are.
Well, before I get into that, I got to say that the good news is for this is that, and I want to share this first. Can I like ask you a personal question, Dick, first?
Sure, I can't stop you.
Okay. Are you ready to have fun in the sun with a hot new summer wear line from JCPenney? From exciting new patterns to a refreshing take on cargo shorts that will make ladies say, wow, JCPenney has it all. Now, I know that pesky COVID virus has kept you cooped inside for months, and let me tell you, it's time for a little shopping therapy. You can easily browse the JCPenney site and fill up your virtual cart with clothing for everyone in your family.
Are you ready for that, Sean?
I am now.
Have you ever worn cargo shorts in your life?
No.
I would love to see you wearing cool pair of cargo shorts that make the ladies say, wow.
They do have a lot of pockets, though, don't they?
Yeah.
Be pretty handy.
Okay, so now that you've paid the bills,
yeah.
What else is going on in your life?
I had another line written. I was going to ask you if you had husky children in your family, and then say, because if you do, you'll be having some real hot toddies this summer.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
No, I don't have any husky kids in the family.
Okay. Husky.
Yeah.
My nephews are cut. They got abs.
Yeah.
It really pisses me off, to be honest.
It's from your sister.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not from her husband.
No.
Okay. Low tax. What's going on?
I don't know. Where do I start? I mean, it's
you lost your site.
Posted one thing on Facebook.
Hold on. You lost your site. You are the owner of Something Awful, one of the maybe the oldest forum on the internet.
I remember it from years and years and years ago.
Pretty much. Yeah. We were on the internet before there was an internet. There's like words, but they are just floating in the ether.
Yeah.
But then once the internet was formed, the words went on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you you charge membership for the site. How much money were you making on that site?
Several million billion dollars.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
That's a lot.
A hefty sum.
And you've turned Precisely. It over? Did you give it up?
What I'm suffering from right now is the internet outrage machine.
Yeah.
The internet outrage culture that has been just like, as Mike Nelson describes it, a fire tornado. Yeah. Here's the thing. I've got a, you know how anybody can accuse you of anything?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Well, like, say your first wife accused you of assaulting her, right?
I would assume lot of ex-wives would do that, to be honest.
Yeah.
I would assume a lot of them are telling the truth and that they probably did their share of domestic violence, too.
Well,
let's be honest.
Here's the thing. We have this building. They're like, usually white. They have pillars. There's people in there called judges and lawyers, and that's where they settle these things. And, you know, when like an ex-wife doesn't show up for that date, it usually gets thrown out.
Your ex-wife. You got accused.
You want to mark that on your calendar, like when you go to court for saying that somebody assaulted you. You can't just sleep through it.
Yeah.
She claimed to happen, and then she wanted a do-over, and the judge was like, yeah, no. And so it's thrown out, obviously, because nothing happened and she slept through it.
Let me get people into the story presently. So I'm looking at the very first post. So you were intimately involved with a woman named Logan Day. Is that right?
Yeah, well, I'm moving into that literally.
Okay.
Figuratively.
Go ahead.
And so my second wife, because I make bad decisions, I'll admit that, and I make a lot of them repeatedly. My second wife, you know, that's obviously she. I'm not going to go into too much for that, but she claimed the same thing because she did not have immigration status. She was an illegal immigrant, and the Violence Against Women's Act allows you to stay in the country and have your visa expedited.
Really?
Sorry.
The Violence Against Women Act allows, if you're seeking a green card in the U.S., allows you to expedite your green card?
Yes. You just have to say your spouse beats you.
Does that sound fair?
And they don't look into that. They just...
Sounds like a big opportunity.
You know, with COVID and everything, it's all backed up now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
So it's not going to be looked at until next year.
What's one little lie in a divorce?
Exactly. And so when we went into court, the judge asked her point blank, did he ever physically or emotionally abuse you? And she said, no, but one time he stood over me and told me to punch him in the face.
Oh, wow.
So that was dismissed. That's I don't even know what that means. That was dismissed. And then, we're moving on to this one. And she, I got to admit, I mean, she was
Logan,
an awesome person.
This is your current
bipolar
one.
Bipolar people.
Yeah, Logan Day, this is one you're talking about now. I'm trying to keep all your ex-wives. You're like George Strait. I'm trying to keep all my exes live in Texas. Yeah, George Strait mixed with George Costanza.
Yeah.
Okay, so Logan.
Yeah. And so, I mean, she's an awesome person. She and this is going to get
seems really awesome.
This is why you're making these mistakes.
Yeah. This is, it's coming out of your mouth right now.
Listen to me, God damn it. No, I admit I'm an idiot. But she, you know, like I said, and I'll still stick by this, is that when she wasn't drinking, she's an awesome person. But when she starts drinking... And you mix that with antipsychotics, bad things happen.
Now, I'm Sean, you're our resident expert on all medical, mental drugs and stuff. Is that true?
I'm not, but you should not be mixing alcohol. So you should not be mixing large amounts of alcohol with any of that stuff.
Even me?
You?
I can handle all kinds of things in my brain.
Maybe. I mean, if there's one person. But no, not a good idea.
Okay, so she's on antipsychotics. So good start.
Yeah.
And an alcoholic,
and
okay.
The thing is, I've spoken to people who know her in real life, and they're all backing me up, but they're afraid to post anything publicly because they will be immediately taken down.
Yeah.
You know, I've noticed
this theme of, like, taking down, like, these people. Even when I said I was going to have you on the show, because I'm very interested in this. I'm interested in the thematic elements of it as well, just the accusation and the trial, the conviction without trial by the public courts.
Oh, God, yeah.
But when I said I was going to bring you on, these people started chirping, like, you have no idea. You're in for a world of pain. I'm like,
really?
Are you guys, it's a talk, and we're going to talk to each other.
Yeah.
What are you talking about? What world of pain? What are you guys, you're going to make fun of? You already hate me. I'm already a white nationalist, racist, you know.
Yeah.
Go down the list. Trust me. You're spending Disney dollars at a Caesar's Palace over here. I don't fucking care.
That's what they warned me about. They said, you know, concerning the optics, they said. For the optics,
everything's
you probably
optics.
Don't want to be on the racist MRA show for the optics.
Yeah.
I didn't listen to the optics so well, so... Yeah.
Let me just read what Logan posted about you. This is a woman you were close to. This is what she posted on Facebook, and this is what started the whole thing. I think, then correct me if I'm wrong, I think this is what started the whole thing. Rich Kiyanka, that's you. This is what Logan says. Beats women multiple times and then lies to the cops about it. Please don't give him money. Just send it to his estranged daughters instead. She lists your daughters. I'm not going to do that. The money you give him, he spends on leasing a 2020 Nissan GTR.
That's a sweet car.
Nice car, man. That's a nice car. And buying gourmet cookies at Gold Belly. Okay.
Yeah.
He beats women and uses your money to buy gourmet cookies and lease a 2020 Nissan GTR. What do you have to say about these accusations?
I use my left hand to eat the cookies while my right hand beats the women.
Oh. Case closed.
Yeah.
No,
okay. I don't know. PR is not not in your wheelhouse, is it? Okay.
Here's the thing. And this is what I started off with. You know, if you're found not guilty of something in the court of law, traditionally in the real world, people see that you have been found not guilty in the court of law about something.
Not anymore.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, the number one equals the number one.
Yeah.
You can't really. So anyways, but on the internet, allegations are much more important than anything the court of law can say, because according to the internet, I'm some like evil super hero genius who can sneak up and club a woman to death and then go through the legal system and get it thrown out with this slick lawyer and his dazzling, stunning feats of fireworks and light shows that will leave you speechless.
Yeah.
Afterwards, he's rolling in cookies.
Wait, shit, sorry. I accidentally hit another page. She also says, got backhanded onto the ground. She tagged you on this on Facebook. Got backhanded onto the ground and feared for my safety due to a literal grown man standing over me, but still sleeping.
As opposed to a you
sleepwalking?
Man.
What?
Wait, were you sleeping in this? No. Okay, got backhanded onto the ground. So she got backhanded onto the ground. Yeah. And feared for my safety due to a literal grown man standing over me but still sleeping. Okay, so she's saying you backhanded her off her feet onto the ground and then stood over her, but you were still sleeping in a hotel despite qualifying as a tenant under Missouri law. Chicks are serious when they start throwing around legal statutes of their right to not be kicked out of your house. Right, Sean? That's when you know it's a serious accusation. I feared for my life. Yep. I grabbed the nearest weapon I could and I ran out. And also Missouri, and he has a marmot in his house, and state law means that you can't keep a marmot as a domestic.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh yeah, that sounds pretty. Anyone will talk anyway, we'll talk to a lawyer in the morning. Good night. Okay, so what happened?
What happened was she was upstairs. Okay. Now I've got to go way back here, as I have degenerative disc syndrome or disease. I'm sorry, which means that my spine is collapsing. The discs between it have been herniated in my neck. And
is that like Mick Mars?
That's ankylosing spondylitis or something like that. That's where they fuse.
I was asking if you were like Mick Mars and cool, but you have some kind of lamer version of Mick Mars' spinal.
Well, that's why you shrink too, because the discs in between your vertebrae compress over time, and they dry out and they compress, so you lose height that way, most people.
So this incredibly painful spinal problem you have.
Well, yeah, and I've got permanent nerve damage on the left side of my body from doctors not being able to diagnose it in time. So I literally collapsed after the left side of my nervous system went out once, and I just fell to the ground, took me to the ER, got about a $90,000 bill for that, and they did an MRI, and they said, your discs are breaking, pushing against your nerves.
Yeah.
And so they had to take them out, remove them, weld them back together, weld my spine back together and everything. Whoa. And the thing is that you can't stop degenerative disc disease. It just, you can just delay it. And they do that with epidurals.
Right.
And so I was in so much pain. And you know, I told her this because she wanted to take care of me. You know, we were friends then and everything. She was cool and shit because she swore she stopped drinking. And
they will do
she
that.
Offered. What's that?
They will do that.
Yeah. And so she offered to come down and take care of me. I'm like, that'd be awesome. But I got to tell you, I'm not going to be much fun. You know, I'm going to be stuck in bed because I'm in incredible pain. And I won't be, that's just all that your mind consumes when you've got nerve damage just throbbing nonstop through your system. It sucks dick, to put it very, very gently.
Yeah.
But I was stuck there, and she was helping me with everything, and stuff was great. But then the day before I was gonna actually get the epidural, you know, she started drinking upstairs, God. And I didn't even know it. And I can tell when she's been drinking because there's a lot of slurring of the words.
Yeah, we always think we get, well, until you get to be a certain age, you think you can hide it, mm-hmm. and you just yeah. can't at all. You yeah. stink of it.
I know.
You can hear the liquor talking.
And so she was trying to get in an argument with me. I'm just like, I'm not gonna do this. I need to go to bed. Good night. And so I turned off my phone and went to bed, which is what I said I was doing. And I guess I missed the like next 20 text messages from her getting madder and madder. And then I was woken up by somebody punching me in the spine. Like literally, because I was laying on my side, and if you've got a nervous system problem, and you know degenerative disc disease, when you get punched in the spine, you know it.
Yeah,
yeah.
You know, it's not like, wow, is there a spider web I walked into? What's on my arm? Yeah. It's like, holy shit, I was punched in the fucking spine. And so, anyways, I jumped out of bed. I slipped. And I pushed into her and I fell into a children's desk. And that was me backhanding her, apparently.
Stumbling out of bed.
I mean, the backhand doesn't even, I mean, even a purposeful backhand doesn't sound unreasonable if you're getting woken up by someone hammering your spine, to be honest. Like, it's not really, you're not fucking thinking about what's going on. I don't need the whole Mr. McGill. I slipped on a rolling pin and then, you know what I mean, Sean?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't even know where the stairs. Like, I. This was the first time I heard that actual comment read all the way through. I knew something about stairs. I thought it was a joke because you know I've got this old, you know, the pusher and shover robots and the Lifetime Network of I fell down the stairs when the woman removes her dark sunglasses and the other woman sees her black eye. That was a joke, but
I don't think so.
Guess it.
So then what happened? So, there's a struggle?
And
or she's...
I called the... okay, this is, I guess, when I was standing over her still sleeping somehow. What? I guess I went back to bed after falling into the desk or whatever.
Okay.
I called the police on her. And she then began screaming, he's raping me. He's raping me. Help me. And I'm just like, okay, I got to... The operator on the other line said, sir, can you get out of that room and go to another one? And I'm like, yeah, I'm trying to. And so
now Lotex,
this is one day for my epidural.
I got a question for you. Didn't when one of your ex-wives, weren't you involved in a domestic assault case where your wife was taken out of the house by the police?
Yes, she assaulted me again. I called the police on her.
Which
she
one was that?
Removed from the house.
Wife number two.
Yes.
Now, in my as far as I know, if a woman gets taken away from the house, that is the cops had to see something pretty fucking compelling. Like I hear.
Yeah. Yeah.
I hear from cops. I hear from couples. Cops show up.
Oh, yeah.
Guy's gone. Policies. Guys, no matter what he said, she said is guy's gone. Going in the drunk tank. Because
yeah,
even know, if because he's going to put her through a wall.
Even if he doesn't get arrested, they usually want the guy to leave anyway. Mm-hmm. Even if it's like, they don't make her leave, they make the guy, it's like,
never do they take the woman.
Go get a hotel
so
to separate yourself from this.
That tells me something.
We're not sure what happened, but.
That tells me something. I hate to be
well,
a part
she admitted
of the-
that she punched me in the head and I hit the ground. This again,
that also tells me
all
something.
These two women scheduled it like right around where I got all my surgeries because this was really close to when I got, you know, my two discs pulled. And she hit me in the head. I fell down. My head hit the ground. It was a wood floor.
Yeah.
And so I was out for like a couple seconds.
Oh, man.
And that was like the first time I've ever been knocked out, including Uwe Boll. and so I didn't even remember her hitting me until I read her statement to the police that she made.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but, so the cops are telling you to get to your panic room.
I've been the victim of,
like Jennifer Lopez. Panic room?
Yeah.
You see that? Yeah. Except low taxes.
To bring us back to that point.
Nothing
but
some water and cargo shorts from JCPenney.
My husky boy.
Yeah.
They said, sir, can you go to another room? We can't understand you. And I'm like, yeah. And so I'm, again, half asleep, having been punched in my spinal nerve, bone, muscle system. After falling into a children's desk, I run into the bathroom and, you know, I lock the door, and bathrooms have the shittiest locks. Like, if you're running from somebody,
yeah,
just a pro tip here, don't try the lock in the bathroom.
Yeah,
they can just,
yeah.
Oscar Pistorius proved that, Ron. So
they won't stop a gunshot at all.
What was his wife's name?
Reva Steenkamp or something.
You try to
like
pull
that.
A Reva Steenkamp? And Logan's putting on her blades to chase after you, like the Terminator, the T-1000.
Yeah, no, she is. And so she plowed through that door like Jack Nicholson. And,
really?
She punched or kicked open the door.
Here's Logan.
Again.
Like Wolverine.
Yeah.
Hey.
And she's just screaming, "He's raping me, I'm being raped which is weird because it must have been like a mobile rape or something like that, because I'm trying to get the hell away from her.
Is this 911 call public?
I don't know. Do they make them public?
Well, they always play them on the news.
I was recording her to let her know in the morning, like, how she's been acting when she's drunk, mm-hmm. because she's not aware of it. She blacks out the moment she starts drinking. That's the whole thing about it. But it stops as soon as 911 is called. Yeah. So I didn't get that recorded.
Yeah. I've got experience with it, like in my circles.
What?
A psycho woman.
Blacking out, and they have no idea what they're doing.
Oh, yeah, like, you know, women who hit guys and get the cops called, and one time this person got like hogtied and pepper sprayed by the cops.
The chick did?
Which I would have paid to see. Yeah. Yeah, I would have loved to have seen that. Because she's just a full-on psycho, and she's done it numerous times.
Yeah.
And she's not around anymore, but that's...
Like she's dead?
No.
Oh.
No, she's not dead. Hmm. Been close a couple times.
She's not around. Like, she's just
anyway.
Not
to
around.
Not to piggyback on that.
Okay, Logan pounds through the door like Jack Nicholson. Nicholson.
Yeah. Jack Nicholas. Jack like, Nichols. Driving
Jack
golf
Nichols.
Balls to the
Jack
door
Nichols.
And beating him to death with a 3-wood.
Also, somebody is saying that I was cohabitating with her, which I was not. She was there to take care of me while I was bedridden because my parents couldn't come over due to COVID. Yeah. My mom has a weakened immune system because she has leukemia. Obviously, they couldn't take care of me.
Yeah.
But she agreed to, so that's why she flew down there at that time.
Yeah.
So anyways, I got to run out of the bathroom. I run to my office. I lock the door, and I finally get the 911 call through, and I explain everything that's happening. They separate her.
While raping her?
While you're raping her, you're doing all this?
Yeah, amazing.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And again, she claims that that event did not happen. And it's like, okay, let's apply simple logic here. You have shown and you have proven that when alcohol mixes with antipsychotic medication, it creates a different person, and one who does not remember anything. Like, literally,
were you drinking?
Not remember anything that you've done.
Were you drinking at all?
But somehow, she remembers some things now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The things that have been reinforced by the Kiwi Farms people. Because
oh, no.
I gotta say,
what did they do?
Yeah.
What did they do?
Oh, they told her that, you know, she's a victim, and that they gave her some important resources and help for her journey and all this, you know, because Kiwi Farm supports women, obviously.
Yeah.
That's the number one thing on their agenda.
Notoriously.
Yeah.
Well, I hope she gets help. I do hope she takes advantage of the resources, the non-legal resources that are available to her.
Yeah. I mean, I hope I get help first, like, because everybody turned on me, you know, because all it took, you know, you avoid logic here. You just say, oh, well, two other women accused him of assaulting them.
Let me see that.
So,
let me find that Kiwi Farms.
I think I have her post on Kiwi Farms.
What was that email we got sent too?
Yeah, I'll bring that up in a minute. It's, hey guys, it's Bogan Lay, young lady here using my favorite pseudonym you gifted me. It's fun. So it's, I mean, it's already unhinged. Hope you are somewhat pleasant about my presence here. Obsequious, Trinicurry fave. But I'm no stranger to what this forum is about. Blah, 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 blah. Anyways, I've been instructed. It's way too long. It's got too much filler crap to read. He's a very peaceful person, always has been. She's talking about you. Unfortunately, when I rose him, I was too forceful in my hysteria. What the fuck does that mean?
Well, means she punched him in the spine, it sounds like.
I was too forceful in my hysteria.
And he mistook my rousing as slamming him on his cervical discs. Okay, so you did it.
Yeah.
Which are the central point of his pain, which was not at all intentional. I would never, never purposefully harm a person. Well, okay, so you harmed him. I mean, just, you're
right.
You're niggling over the purposeful part.
Yes,
okay.
Yes.
Anybody who has ever know me has known that I am not a violent person. Everyone who says that is violent. But he felt unsafe, which is deeply unfortunate, and I certainly don't blame him since he was roused awake very suddenly. Okay, so you've already
rewritten
it.
Isn't she kind of admitting to what has gone
on?
Yes.
Yeah, and she's changing the words in real time so she can use different, so she can refer to the same violent acts as different things.
Well, yeah.
Now the period in which I felt I had been backhanded, this was unfortunately my word to describe it. So, okay, so she's saying that's a lie. Was actually explained to me afterward that Rich had awoken after rousing him and attempted to stand up. All right. Then she also said this. This is the... She said this about you. I think I've done a terrible thing, and I'm ruining a person's life who's very important to me. I accused Rich Kiyanka of physically harming me, but that's not the truth. I've been having issues with panic attacks lately, usually brought on by drinking.
And now they're saying, oh, she's afraid to, she's walking it back because she's afraid of him.
Yeah, bam. She's afraid of him.
That is it. I got to admit, I never read any of that because I...
You haven't heard this? Here, hold on.
Well, I refuse to go to Kiwi Farms for anything. I'm not going to read any of that stuff there.
It's such a fun site. Why would you?
Oh yeah, I love it. It just kind of helped take away, 22 years of my life. It's awesome.
Oh, grandma's still alive in LA County. Uh-oh, Sean, she might be coming out here. Here, I'm going to finish reading hers.
Am I completely missing this, or does this sound like a good thing? She said, I mean, that we're...
It's not a good thing because people are already pissed.
I know, people are already pissed, but...
Hold on, I'm going to read something that's even going to make you think even more that it's a good thing, which I shouldn't be doing with my bipolar medications. When I thought he backhanded me, what had really happened was I had been trying to rouse him from sleep, and as he tried to get up, I was accidentally pushed to the floor. So, basically, you turned something completely normal into assault.
He lied. He's awakened out of a dead sleep, thinks he's being attacked. This is according to the story. She's basically blackout on antipsychotics and booze because that's what she does.
She's sending
25 increasingly agitated text messages.
Do you have those texts, by the way?
You do. You guys do.
Oh, let me check those out. Last night, he didn't punch me in the eye. I had actually fallen down the stairs and didn't tell the police it wasn't him.
Amazing. I had fallen down the stairs.
Drunk.
Yeah.
Fallen down the stairs drunk.
The falling down the stairs is like the stereotypical, like,
yeah.
I fell. Yeah.
I've fallen down the stairs a couple times drunk. That was wrong. No, it was evil. It wasn't wrong. You purposefully misrepresented either an accident or a normal scuffle or your own... drunken behavior as the worst thing.
Well, because we know when
the man could do to you.
When it's a man and a woman, you know where the bias is by any outsider immediately.
And you did it to ruin his career so that he wouldn't kick you out of his house. You did the worst thing you could do. It's not wrong. It's evil. And everyone who participates in this, everyone on the forum, everyone on Something Awful who continues to participate in it, is similarly evil. For the record, he called police both times because he was afraid of me harming him, even though I never would or have. I lied when I said he beats women and lies about it. I want to blame it on being drunk and not remembering anything.
but really it's just that I'm a horrible person and a liar. I need help. I wanted to get help for my drinking, but I don't know who to turn to. If you think these are the actions of a terrible, terrible person to say these lies about a man who has a lot to lose, then you're right. I'm sorry, I plan to start AA soon, and every single goon, but especially Rich, will be on my reparations list. I'm sorry, and I'm ashamed. Now tell me that that helped, that made everything go away, right?
Yeah, that's what
low tax?
Mm-hmm. It worked perfectly, her plan.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't have any problems after that. Oh, wait. Actually, that was 100% incorrect. It fucked up my entire life.
Yeah.
Because the internet hate squad, the outrage mobs came by and said, oh, no, you're actually a victim. Those things didn't happen. Gaslight,
you're rationalizing.
Gaslight. I hate that fucking word.
Me too.
I hate it. It is so overused.
Sure.
You know, there are things that happen to people that actually happen to people that yeah. other people can say without it being gaslighting.
Yeah.
It's a description of fucking events.
Yeah, I know. Sometimes I feel like I'm the only sane person on Earth.
Yeah, me too.
well, I'm in this... I don't know. I mean, but everything, you know, everybody always wants to believe the worst in everybody. And
yeah.
the lynch mob formed the virtual lynch mob and the pitchforks and torches.
Why are you kicked out of your forum then? That's your whole life work. What's...
Because everybody on there, I mean, like everybody's like, oh, we're all going to Reddit. We're going to go. We're going to make off site forums. And I'm just like, OK, well. On one hand, I have a guy who is actively willing to buy the site for, you know, cheap for what it is, but enough for me to start actually doing something else. I don't know what the fuck I can do since I'm a college dropout with no experience in anything except kind of, you know, masturbating on the internet.
You could have an OnlyFans. That's about
What's
the only
that?
You're qualified to have an OnlyFans.
yeah, if they're into the chubby people.
Yeah.
The,
I think 200s. I think I'm looking at the text here from that night. I see you. Let's see. I've said goodnight four times tonight. Is that where this event started?
I believe so. I don't remember which one because they're all kind of like a hazy mishmash of just whatever.
She says, like, I was mostly talking about how I'm insane and I don't understand why you like me at all. Oh, fuck you, too. Hope we can reconcile at some point within the next millennia, but I'll just be sitting in this living room until then.
Mm-hmm.
Is that before the altercation?
No, that was before. That was when I was sleeping.
Right. I would really love it.
Sleeping through those.
I would really love it if you could please stop cursing at me, you said. Sounds reasonable request.
Yeah, sure.
Her response, I would love it if we could have an emotional relationship. Okay, so completely ignored. But I've accepted being alone and occasionally smelling your body odor as sufficient replacements. So in the meantime, I don't think the word fuck is so awful considering I wake up every morning wanting to end my own life. Okay, Sean, I'd appreciate it if you stopped cursing at me. Oh, yeah? You make me want... I want to smell you so bad that I think about killing myself.
Yeah.
So that's... So I think cursing is okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Sounds reasonable. Good night, you say. Oh, that's going to piss her off. Lots of hacks. Coward, she says.
I didn't want anything to do with it. I was in so much nerve pain. Yeah. I was a day away from getting my epidural. I was a day away from retiring. One day away from retiring,
so you didn't get that epidural. So you're in an incredible amount of pain right now.
No. Yeah, this was the night before I was getting the epidural. I didn't want to move my body because I got into a position that caused the least amount of pain. It's like with my arms straight pointing to the left, and it's a ridiculous thing.
Okay, here's the continuation of that. Stop cursing at me. I want to kill myself. Fuck you.
Yeah.
Good night. Coward. I'm not even a trophy to you. I just make sure you have Gatorade.
What?
She's talking about serving
you
Gatorade.
She bought me Gatorade.
That's nice. Nice
gesture. Some kind of a weird sports analogy.
No, she's getting him Gatorade because he's sick.
I know. Oh, yeah. It's literal, but it's like a trophy.
Oh, yeah, you're
the star quarterback. I'm just the water girl.
Water boy.
Yeah. H2O.
H2O for you, Lotex.
Yeah. She would come in and dump a thing of Gatorade on him every day.
Yeah.
While he was reliving beating his
previous wives.
Like
a winner. You feel like a winner. You're getting the Gatorade shower.
I wish you found me.
I run the 50 meter dash away from women into the bathroom.
Yeah.
I wish you found
World's
me.
World's fastest door locker.
I'm not even a trophy to you. I just make sure you have Gatorade. Okay. Yeah.
That's pretty disjointed. Yeah.
I wish you
for the people, it's like the, you know, the Billy Bass fish, it would sing and move. Like you get a trophy that gives you Gatorade.
Yeah. Sounds cool.
Two things in one, man.
I wish you found me attractive at least. Sideways face. It's like Army of Darkness. You found me beautiful.
I'm pretty sure that's when I was sleeping.
There's no responses. I mean, it goes on forever.
Okay, I wish I said goodnight.
I wish some entity would just strike me dead right here where I stand.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. What kind of entity do you think? Some sort of entity?
Gatorade trophy?
The Gatorade she's fairy? Off her rocker.
Yeah, this is wild. It sucks when you're just like, haha, you dumb cunt, fuck you, because it hurts bad every single goddamn time. Well, you're not saying that. She's saying
to herself.
Yeah, no, I don't know where.
Sean, it sucks when you call me a racist, small dicked asshole. You stupid jerk. Yeah. That's what she's hearing when he says, "What do you want for breakfast?"
Yeah, she's hearing her dad say that. Your suffering is not like mine when I'm alone and want to die. Oh, Lotex, what are you fucking getting yourself involved with here?
It's the single white female.
Jesus.
I really feel compelled to go to the hospital. Why don't you be my friend right now? There's no responses to any of these.
You're asleep.
You're lucky that you have a spine condition.
Or
at least people care.
Mm.
Unlike for me.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard chicks say that. You're lucky this bad thing's happening to you because people are being supportive of you.
Right.
And no one's being supportive of me right now.
Right.
You've gotten help every time you needed it while I have had to beg for it.
She's probably driven everyone away from her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She probably doesn't have contact with her family.
This is an insane person.
No, you can't let them fucking drag you down if they're this crits like, hey, you gotta fucking go. I gotta cut off contact with you because you're going to cause nothing but this.
Yeah. and then she's got, man, there's a bunch of back and forth where she's begging to stay, calling you sir a whole bunch of times.
That was the weirdest thing. She came downstairs and like this was the second time, the second day. The first night after all that stuff, I called the cops, and then my mom, you know, had to drive me to get the epidural because obviously she was kicked out of the house and in a hotel. And so my mom had to drive me to get the epidural and then drive me back and then, you know, get me into bed because it, you know, it takes recovery from that. An epidural hurts like shit, especially when they're plugging it into every disc to pump you full of steroids.
God damn it.
It's not enjoyable. Women who have epidurals are heroes during childbirth. So I'm all for it's not enjoyable things. So
here's the next day. You have a key to come.
Yeah,
go ahead.
We're on the level of, you know, you can come back here, but while I arrange to get, you know, a plane ticket for you out of here.
Yeah.
Okay. Because I'm not going to just like throw her out of the house.
You should.
And I thought.
Yeah, you should. Yeah.
Yeah. I should have, but she
but he's
also.
He's not going to do that.
No, he's not me. Yeah. Go
I'm
ahead.
I'm dumb.
You care too much. Well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I get it. Gullible. But yeah, anyways.
You're a lonely guy.
I said, okay.
You want love. Everybody wants love.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that is true. That, I mean, that's sad. But
who wants to be in pain by them fucking selves?
And you're not making the best, I guess, decisions, or when you're in nerve pain, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know what it boils down to a lot of things. I know I've got responsibility for, I mean, at least my choices that I've made, but
this is victim mentality. This is what you are exhibiting.
Yep.
What they tell victims not to do. Blame themselves for this shit.
No,
you
no,
are
dick.
Right now. You are.
I made her do this.
Get some
responsibility.
Use
your own voice to disagree. I am not a victim. You listen to me for a second here. I have taken responsibility for things that I've done, but there is also things that were done to me. So I am not a victim. How's that?
Okay. All right. I'll take it.
You're saying he's excusing that behavior.
You're rationalizing a little bit.
Yeah.
No, I'm not excusing it. No. I mean, there is no reason to physically assault somebody. There's no reason for it in a relationship.
Yeah.
In the boxing ring, that's different.
Here's another choice one from the text. The next day, you have a key to the house. You can come over and get the rest of your stuff whenever you like, assuming you are sober. You do not come downstairs, and you do not attempt to instigate any physical contact with me. Sounds pretty that's low text. Her response, can we talk about this? Oh, fuck. No. Right. I don't have a car to get anywhere. I'll get you an Uber. Do you not love me anymore? Can you please leave me on the data plan until I get back to Salt Lake City so I don't get stranded anywhere?
Oh, my God.
You got to be fucking kidding me,
man.
And your forum is still in revolt after all of
that. Just don't understand.
That's those people.
No, because I can't be wrong.
They're perpetuating abuse.
Knee-jerk reaction, and it's like he's evil and fuck. Oh, you know what?
Yeah.
I'm not gonna look at any of this because I'm afraid I'll see something that that conflicts with what I felt so strongly at first.
Women, are they need protection? Yep. Like, yeah. Well, does this one?
Yeah, and you're talking about victim mentality. I mean, when you choose to drink alcohol and you're on antipsychotic medication and you have been told repeatedly by various people throughout your relationship that you get blackout drunk and do things that you would not normally do and become very violent, are you a victim because you chose to begin drinking?
And well, it's an addiction. I mean, it's a serious addiction.
But
it's an addiction, but I did not know that she was addicted.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Because she stopped. And so I was just like, okay, well, I've done that before. I've stopped drinking in the past before. I really haven't drank much in like a year now.
Bragging.
But it's just that, I thought the same thing. And, when somebody's upstairs and you're immobile downstairs, you can't
you
just assume that they're not drinking, I guess. But
okay, I was just wondering, sir. She says, stop calling me sir. He says,
yeah, oh,
respect my boundaries. Actually, pretty fucking clear request. What other rules should I know about you? Oh man, I don't know how to call you. Simple request. Stop calling me sir. It's weird. It's weirding me out. Oh, I don't know what should I call you. I don't know what to call you. Like, bitch, fucking stop what you're doing. You don't need to call me anything. I know who you're talking to. I call you sir because you are an authority, and if I don't call you the right word, then maybe I am in trouble. What do I call you? When have I ever got you're playing right into her games. When have I ever gotten mad at you for calling me the wrong word?
Insane.
I don't know, but I'm afraid that if I say the wrong word now, I will say low. That's the word. You are low. Okay, please don't harm or penalize me for it. I'm trying to be good.
What the yeah.
Whoo, boy. Well, you really fucked up your life this time, low tax.
I'm not taking the victim mentality. Somebody else did it.
Yeah, okay, good point. I know somebody posted, it wasn't me, somebody posted these calls you have.
Yeah, I was going to say,
with
what
Logan.
Are the, what
I don't, honestly,
MP3s?
I don't feel comfortable playing them.
No, I
like,
know.
This
I
is pretty.
Yeah.
I don't want to get involved. I'll be honest with you. I don't want to get involved. I haven't heard them. I
haven't either.
Some Kiwis told me about it, but I don't want to. Because this seems cut and dry. Like, you're just getting railroaded by people who are enabling abuse
from someone who has a severe chemical dependency that needs help for it and is lashing out because she's terrified, and they're enabling this abuse because they have long-standing resentments towards you that they want to take out on you and hurt you with.
It seems like there's a lot of evidence that we've heard today.
Cut and dry. It's evil.
And the result here is that she's going to continue drinking because she's the victim, and she now believes that she's the victim because the abuse actually did happen after it didn't, all this stuff, and she's going to keep drinking alcohol because now she knows it was nothing that happened was her fault. She was the victim.
Well, yeah. What's the timeline on this? When did all these statements from her come out, which should exonerate you essentially?
Yeah.
How long ago?
All of this was over 2 days, I think, spanning on last Monday and Tuesday.
Last Monday and Tuesday. So it's been less than a week, and you're not seeing any people going, like, hey, have you guys seen this? Does this change your opinion at all?
No, because everybody's afraid. Everybody is afraid of saying anything that could sound like they're blaming the victim or that they're, the fire tornado will hit them.
Jesus
Christ. Yeah, that's true.
So I've got so many people who behind the scenes have said, yeah, we support you. We're scared to death of saying anything in public, but you've got our support, man. We know that, you know, allegations are just allegations. We know the court system works, blah, blah, blah. She doesn't seem stable, blah, blah, blah. I've talked to people who know her in real life, and they've said, yep, that's exactly what happens. Mm-hmm. She's got an ex who's scared to death of her because she punched him in the face after getting drunk. Uh-huh. And he like refuses to accept an apology from her.
Good.
But he, you know, it's the exact same thing that happened to him. I just wish these people would have told me about this first. And I asked one of them, I'm just like, why didn't you warn me of this? You knew that, you know, she was coming over. And he goes, I was fooled too. I thought she was, you
why
know,
didn't you give me a heads up, man? Why don't you give me the heads up on that one?
It wasn't just me that was like fooled by it. Like her friends too fell for it.
Well, people are always very different around their friends than they are in relationships. And I don't know why I don't know why that's not commonly accepted. Like you have to tell so many people that. Like, well, yeah, because you're your friend. You're not like a manifestation of their parents. That's obviously they're different around you. You're just you're their peers.
Right.
If they want to work out weird psychosexual shit from their childhood, they're going to do it to the person they're fucking. Duh.
And also, I'd like to point out that, you know, all of this started with her being physical to me.
Yeah.
She admitted it.
Yeah.
I mean, that was like one of the, I guess, I don't know what the timeline is because, again, I don't read Kiwi Farms. I don't know when she made that post, but. You know, and now they call it back. I mean, she doesn't even call it back. They call it back saying gaslighting, gaslighting. You didn't mean any of it. Gaslighting, gaslighting. It's, because they know exactly what happened.
It's funny. You're kind of stuck in this. You're stuck between two warring houses because everybody hates all the liberals you have on Something Awful.
Yes,
they do. Like Kiwi Farm, a lot of people, they despise Something Awful because it's as left as it gets.
Yeah,
right. There's, I don't know.
I didn't know that. It's like a humor site.
Furries, super pro, super liberal. As much as Kiwi Farm, as I would say, the opposite of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So they fucking despise that house. So they're glad to see you fall. Kiwi Farm's happy to see you fall. To be honest, it's funny. What's happening to you is funny.
Give a shout out to them. I mean, because they played a good game. It's been 22 years, and they did. They finally got me. I thought I was ungettable, but they did it.
They're right in saying that it's like this is their sense of humor. Take a chick who's unstable, wind her up, get her going, see what else you can get out of her.
Yeah, man.
And your forum is the same. They're keyed up to get justice for someone. They don't know for whom, but they know that there's justice out there.
Justice
and that
for Juicy.
And that it needs to be got. And
I need to be kicked off But the thing is, like, it's like they, the people on my forums now, obviously I have a little disagreement with them.
Yeah.
Again, they are the vocal minority, but yeah. it's still whipped into a frenzy.
Well, they're and the loudest.
To a degree, I mean, if people have not been following every single aspect of this, they won't know what's happening. And
right.
you know how people can present things.
Yeah,
you know how people can completely manipulate the system by presenting things in a way that makes the person that they don't like look a little unfavorable.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, everybody is.
There's no lawsuit, right? I mean, this is all.
The problem is, in my mind, is everybody is a little bit guilty, you know,
of
when it comes to anything domestic. Everybody's a little bit. You can find some guilt to hold over somebody's head. Like, everybody's wrong, you know. And somebody sent me low text texting his kid, and it's like, oh man, that's rough. But what are you gonna do? It's not
like the Alec Baldwin disgusting
kid.
Little pig.
Yeah, they sent me a picture. They sent me a screenshot of you texting one of your kids. They said it was. I didn't bother to check. I don't know if it was true.
That's off topic.
Yeah,
I don't know what that is, so I can't address that.
All I'm saying is they could find bad. They could find,
like, that's news to me.
Oh yeah. My god!
Can you find bad things anywhere?
Yeah. Can you imagine? You know, just having like your worst moments made public.
That's the show. That's my worst moments.
That's my life.
It's just nobody. You would hate everyone. Everyone on earth would look like the biggest piece of shit.
Recording my parents screaming at me as a kid. Can you imagine if that be the new wave of like kids? Yeah. They're recording their fucking parents screaming at them out of control and putting it online.
That's reality. Yeah. I mean,
yeah. Get your parents taken away by the secret police.
Well, it's like South Park.
Yeah.
You know, my parents molested me.
I think you get your sight back.
The
people on there have to take a look at those texts
and
say,
it's not about getting the site back at this point. It's about, I obviously have differences of opinion with a lot of people on my site, and there's not going to be a change. I'm not going to change what I say and what I believe happened.
Yeah.
And they're obviously not going to say what, or they're not going to change what they believe happened, even though they have no experience in it. They know in their minds actually did happen.
I don't understand the digging, and it's more prevalent today than I've ever seen it. Just more the digging of the heels in and then just ignoring data to the contrary over and over and over and over again. Like, it's I literally do not understand it anymore. I can relate to it because I remember what that was like, but I don't understand still doing it. And maybe that's just me getting older and going like, oh yeah, I was wrong.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. But
no, that's exactly what it is.
I guess it is. At some point I grew up.
The older you get, the more you're just like, no, you chill out over life. You start to realize like what's important and stuff like that. You don't have the time or energy for all the moral outrage on
but
the
even
internet.
Even if you do, hopefully you're like, I jumped the gun on that, like,
yeah.
Because this is totally this. It ends up there's all this data saying that's not what happened, and that was just one person's story. And it's like, what are you gonna, you know,
it's gotta,
like,
be cultural.
It's the OJ. There's a mountain of forensic evidence and all this kind of stuff. And OJ, what, you know what? It's just too. You gotta frame OJ.
OJ.
Just too fucking good. It's just too good. They caught Mark Furman saying the N-word on tape. Forget about all the forensic evidence and the.
Who said the N-word?
Yeah.
What are you gonna say? The N-word over there.
Clearly,
did you hear that?
Yep. All of it wiped away.
Game over. Game over. You know that. Those are the rules of engagement. It's probably our parents' fault.
What?
For building this system where you can't be wrong.
You
can't see, like, that up. Whoops.
Yeah.
It's not a value instilled in us. There's no incentive to be wrong.
It's just the internet isn't fun anymore, you know?
Yeah. All right, low tax. I hope this works out for you.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. But, you know, again, like I was saying, it's not like I'm losing my site. I mean, there's like, if I were to stay there, yeah, a bunch of people would leave. The community would probably fall apart or something like that.
Oh, I see.
Because, you know, the left hates me, the right hates me, everybody hates me. It doesn't matter.
Your
what
exes
group you
hate
are.
You.
You're in a group, hate me.
Yeah.
And so I was, you know, I'm choosing to kind of step down. So at least the community, you know, that over 22 years has been there, you know, at least that survives. I mean, I'm going to pass it on to somebody else. Hopefully that will all work out, but, you know, at least the community will still be there, and it won't be, obviously, since I disagree with a lot of the things that they say, it won't be associated with me.
Is it possible you're overreading the mass exodus chances? I mean, I don't know your site or the people on it, so, I mean, but I mean...
I think they owe you an apology.
Well, but my Patreon has gone down like $8,000 to like less than $1,000, I believe.
Wow.
So I think that it actually is a majority of people based off that data.
God damn.
God damn.
Yeah, that sucks.
Oh, that bitch did you dirty.
You're not paying alimony or anything, too, are
God.
You?
God.
I'm paying child support.
And they measure it when you were at your peak, and they don't change it. That's how that's how alimony works, right, Lotex?
I think you can go back to court and petition it.
They don't even call it alimony anymore. It's maintenance.
Wow. Man. Sorry, George Strauss. All my exes drive a Lexus.
I would love to talk to you about divorce court sometimes. That is a fucking mess, but I have no frame of reference. I have no experience with it, just other than book reading.
Well, not to sound like the racist MRA you are, but the court system is highly stacked against the man. And there is a huge, huge, huge fight there for when a man's in court with a woman in family court. But yeah, we can get to that another day.
Yeah. Yeah. That'll have to be another day. That's a huge topic. Yeah. I appreciate you calling in, man. What's that?
I said, thank you for having me on. I really appreciate it. It's I know it's not going to change anybody's minds, you know, because
it
everybody
might.
Has.
Post, you know it, what? It, post your evidence. Go offline for a week. See what happens.
Well, I have already sent everything. And people, I mean, when people make up their mind on the internet, that's the world.
And that's
unfortunate. I mean, their entire worldview, it won't change. You know that. People who hate you are going to continue hating you.
Yeah. And they'll get angrier when other people change their minds. They get angrier, more dedicated. They're insane.
People were saying, yeah, just wait a while, you know. And I'm just like, no, because I'm not doing this for the people who hate me. They're still going to hate me. You know that, Nick.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, so I'm going to do what I feel is right and what I feel like doing, not what I'm afraid other people who hate me want me to do.
Right. I see. Mm-hmm. I agree with you. I take back my comment. You're right.
It's all good. I mean, I don't have business. I'm unemployed, and something awful is kind of dead. But besides that, it's all good.
Well, maybe Trump will cut you another check if you promise to vote for him.
Maybe Trump will forgive my IRS debt.
Maybe. They're taking Woodrow Wilson off of stuff because he was a racist. Did you see that?
I knew that. I think his alma mater, they took down whatever statue or tribute to him. They took that down like 3 or 4 years ago.
Did they? Because of racism?
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Because it was.
Let's take down the IRS. That's who started it. Woodrow Wilson. And the Federal Reserve at the same time. That's a racist institution. Mm-hmm. Started
we
by
get
a racist.
Every statue down, racism will be solved. It's like if you pick up all the little quest items, you know, the little trinkets and games, then you get unlock things. You unlock racism solved if we get every statue down.
Yeah.
If you get all the game
it's
art.
It's all about optics and none of it's about the substance of the actual infrastructure of the problem.
Yeah.
I thought about what you said the other week where it's a systems problem.
Yeah.
Like that's systems problem. That's what it is.
Yeah. It's like the court system it's incentivized to punish men. Divorce court. It's the way it is. The system's broken.
To prove your innocence.
We've got to put signs on all the statues like pull this down if you are to support racism. pull this statue down to support racism.
And it just makes a fart sound. Pull my statue.
Hook all the statues up to the sewer lines so that when you pull them down, it spews shit all over.
That's very funny. Yeah.
Or just move them on top of buildings, right? Like move all the statues on top of areas that are too high to be climbed safely.
Yeah.
You know, like build them up. So like, oh, you guys got that one. Good
job.
How
bad do you want that down?
Yeah.
Yeah. How bad?
You made little communist ladders. I see you've cobbled together. You've stacked your MacBooks high enough to reach that statue.
Take off the heads of the statues and replace them with popular feminist poets.
Yeah, or put make another statue of George Floyd behind all the racist statues, drilling them in the butt. Right?
Oh, God.
Do you think that would be like licking them in the ear?
Oh, Jesus.
Whispering like, you know, racial positivity, whatever. I think we could do that. That's what black people wanted, right?
That fixed everything?
Yeah, is that what you guys wanted? I was listening. I was listening 100%, I promise.
Yeah.
That's what I heard. All right, Low Tax, get out of here. Good luck. Good luck with your back.
Good luck with my life. Thank you. Have a good one.
You too.
See you later.
Oh, boy.
Good God.
Boy, boy, boy,
boy. What a fucking mess.
Oh, God. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Is he still there? Low Tax. Low Tax. You still there?
Yeah.
Hey, what about giving Null the site? As revenge. Null wants to. What about you guys do a wife swap with your sites? You take over Kiwi Farms and Null takes over something awful.
I hope he takes over a painful disease.
Oh, Jesus.
Is he here? You don't like Null? Is Null here?
I'm not a fan.
You're not
of
a
Kiwi
fan.
Farms, no.
Okay, hold on. He says he's. You want to talk to him? Not really. Would you talk to him?
Why would I? I'm in enough pain.
I don't know. Everyone has history. All right, get out of here.
Yeah, bye, bye.
Bye, bye.
See ya.
That'd be funny, though.
Is Null there?
I don't know. I don't see him.
Oh.
Null is in the chat.
He was having a rough time the last time we talked to him, too, I think.
Yeah, he was. Okay, let me get to some comments.
Man, the fucking internet can fuck your life up.
Yeah, it fucks your brains up too.
I know.
Brain's not